If you enjoy everything about a person during the dating period, but you don't align sexually, is there room to bend on that?
There are workarounds. Mm. Whether, you know, you're bending, whether you're bringing somebody else in to bend, whether, you know, you're figuring it out. I think that if you want to work it out, you'll work it out, whatever that looks like.
Janet said, who's doing the bending?
Exactly.
You know, and that could be a question in a relationship. It's like, okay, so who's doing the bending?
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
Pride Month is celebrated every June as a tribute to those who were involved in the Stonewall riots. All month, you'll be consumed with parades, festivals, and concerts going on across the globe with tons of ways for you to get involved. But it's, you know, not all glitter and rainbows all the time. There are important social issues, sex education, and mindfulness conversations that need to be had. All month, we are celebrating Pride on the Healing Couch with your favorite people represented in the LGBTQ and the I and the A. And so today, I am chatting with my favorite gay couple on social media, Denver and Jonte. Happy Pride.
Yes, happy Pride.
I am so excited to have y'all here. We have the editor over here at large,
yes,
over at Beast Scott. We have one of the most famous gay popular influencers. Like,
yes.
I am so excited. So, I you know, it's Pride Month. I've said that. I want to go straight into it. What does Pride mean and look like for you, especially being a unit?
I mean, I think for me it's a celebration. Like, it's a time where we can, you know, I get what we do, we partner with brands a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, in Pride Month, every brand wants to launch like some Pride campaign or create this Pride content. So we really get to just kind of work with some of our favorite people and celebrate who we are and what we do and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think it's just about being visible, visibility, that's most important. You know, being comfortable and confident in your skin, you know, self-love, I think that's most important when it comes to Pride. So things like that.
And how long have you been together?
So we've been together for about
a couple years now.
Yeah, 4 years. So new. So I'm trying to get the time together. But
and then we were friends first, so we were kind of hanging out without really labeling things, and then we just kind of like.
So like, who swiped right first? Was that a part of it?
No, not actually. No. So we met at a housewarming.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what everybody wants.
Right.
It was very organic, genuine. Very wholesome.
Yeah.
We just
came
over and sat down, and we started talking and drinking wine and talking about
me
music.
A glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we followed each other on social media, or had we at that point?
Afterwards.
And it was at night, and then we just became cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a coming out story? Do either of you have a coming out story, and what was that like for you?
A coming out story.
Because I know for me, I don't really. When people ask me that question, my mom sat me down. She was just like, "So what you doing?"
Yeah.
And so it was that.
So I mean, kind of. I mean, it's kind of messy because I had it. But remember back in the day, we had like things called Zengas. They're like online blogs or whatever, right? So I had one. I had two. I had one that was for like my friends and stuff. Then I had like a personal one where I would just write things down and share things.
Yeah.
Well, one day I guess I got really sloppy and forgot to log out of the private one, and my mom. Because that was back when you had, like, one computer for the household, right?
I hated that.
And so my mom, I guess she got on and she read it. And one morning I was getting ready for school. And she was like, Denver. And I was like, what? So I come downstairs. She's like, what is this? Click, click.
Oh, God.
And there was, like, my entire, like, private life story.
Wow, it's taking me back from trauma.
And so, it was kind of messy. It didn't really go over too well at the time. But over the years, we've worked it out. Yeah. And now we're great.
Yeah. I really didn't have a coming out story. Yeah, I mean, I think my mother always knew. And then when I went off to college and finally expressed that, you know, I was gay, she was like, you know, I always knew. So didn't really have, like, an actual story.
So actually, like, do you like the idea of, like, having to come out?
I do and I don't. I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, being who you are and being queer, I think that that should just be something that you don't have to really put out there for other people to kind of know. But also, I mean, I think that, I don't think.
What would you say is the biggest misconception for, like, black queer couples?
I think the biggest misconception about black queer couples is that we can't live in wealth and that, you know, can't live a life of luxury. And it's because we don't see that, you know what I mean? When we look at social media and we see these couples, typically they're white and they're out, you know, traveling and on the red carpets and doing their things. And then when you look in Hollywood, you see that there are black gay men who we idolize, but they're, you know, typically partnered with white men. And so we don't have that representation. Yeah. And so I think that, you know, that is the biggest misconception that I see is that, you know, we can't live the lifestyle that we do
Just like that our lives are just traumatic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, in the media, like when you see black gay people and couples, there's a lot of trauma associated with it. And sometimes, you know, that's not necessarily the case. Right. Sometimes people are just happy.
Yeah.
And they're not really trying to overcome all of these things at the same time.
Yeah. Do y'all, because, you know, the hand is in the thigh right now. Y'all are so happy on social media. Like, do y'all have, like, disputes? Like, how do you address conflict resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we do. We do. For me, I'm more of the, I guess, avoidant detachment person. So whenever I get frustrated, I just kind of shut down.
I get really
quiet.
Okay.
And I get really angry and introspective. And I mope around the house for, you know, a couple hours or a day or two or whatever. And then we eventually have a conversation. That's kind of me. He's a little bit different.
I mean, I think that for us, I think we realize that whenever we're having some type of conflict or issue that we come to, like, an understanding or we have a reminder that, like, it is us, it's not us versus each other, but it's us versus the problem.
Got it.
And so when we look at it like that, then that's when we could come to a healthy resolution. So, you know, going into it like that, not having our guards up, not being defensive, not, you know, having our pride up and just going into it, you know, submissively and with, you know, being vulnerable, I think that helps us, you know, communicate better and help us, you know, kind of resolve any issues that we may have.
Yeah, he's better at that than I am. Yeah, I'm an Aries, so
I go
straight defense, I go straight ego, I go straight pride.
We got Kansas City Aries.
This is
where you have me fucked up. I just want you to know, but I don't want to talk about it right now. But when I am ready, we'll have it.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, so like, let's talk about body perception, image, and learning someone's body. Can we speak to the patience of understanding your partner's body in an intimacy level? Because I haven't made it that far. So, like, talk to me about it.
It's just time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like with anything, I think the more you do things,
yeah,
right? And when you do them a lot, you start to kind of figure out what sets somebody off in the right ways and the wrong ways.
In the wrong ways.
Yeah.
Because they're all wrong ways.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't really like this.
That's true. But you also, like, even, you know, I said, like, you know, I follow you both, but you also seem very, very comfortable with showing your skin. Where does that confidence come from? Because we see a lot of Speedos.
Yeah. I mean, that's new for me.
Okay.
That's new for me.
Where
did that come
from?
Oh God! Why is it?
And this has been your formula, but this is new for you.
Yeah, he's always been in a
Speedo. I've always been comfortable and confident in my skin, and you know, so like I've never like thumped twice about what it is that I wear.
Just not a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
I've had like body dysmorphia. I'm very, very public about that. And I'm, you know, as I'm maturing, I'm learning that like, you know, like, it's doing what it needs to do.
Yeah.
But also, I was just like a lot of skin, and then also feeding into like the social media era and everything, and everybody is so cut, ripped, and da 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 da. So I'm just like,
yeah, it's hard. But you know what? I will say, I think that being in a relationship does take some of the pressure off, because then it's like, what necessarily am I trying to attract?
There you go.
Yep.
It's already here.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's like, I just want to, you know, look how I want to look and be comfortable and not have tan lines everywhere. And, you know, if he likes it, I love it.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? So that's just kind of where I am now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll get the Speedo.
You'll get the Speedo. Okay, so follow
the rules. Yeah, listen, I'll get the Speedo. He's going to take it off.
Okay. And so in like, gay relationships, there are, like, maybe, like, preferred sexual roles. Do you see that shows up in, like, the every day-to-day relationship?
No,
I don't see it.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I think that people, it's a personality thing. Like, some people just have more dominant personalities. Some people don't. You know what I mean? So I think that in that regards, you'll see some of that kind of transpire. But outside of that, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think it's important and healthy to have, you know, a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask the conversation because, you know, we should also kind of take into account that, you know, it's Pride Month, people should be doing all the necessary things. But in a relationship, do you get as tested as often as you would if you were single?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I guess we do.
Maybe we just have a primary care doctor that we just go and get our physical, and so while we're there, we're just like, go ahead and check everything.
I mean, your health, even though you are in a relationship, your health is ultimately your responsibility.
Yeah.
And you can't really put that on anybody else. I mean, as comfortable as you get with somebody. So it's just one of those things where you just got to stick with it.
Yeah.
Commit to it.
I will say that HIV and STDs are, you know, easily spread from one partner to another, but STDs are preventable. You can prevent that. The best way to prevent getting or spreading an STD is to be responsible about your sex life. Yes. Put yourself and your partner, or partners, okay, first. Okay, but there are many ways to do so, from PEP to PrEP. Ask your doctor and get tested. So, if you enjoy everything about a person during the dating period, mm-hmm. but you don't align sexually, is there room to bend on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Absolutely.
How so?
I think that when you find somebody, again, who aligns with you on so many different things, I don't think you would let one small thing kind of get in the way. There are workarounds. Mm. Whether, you know, you're bending, whether you're bringing somebody else in to bend, whether, you know, you're figuring it out. I think that if you want to work it out, you'll work it out, whatever that looks like.
Janet said, who's doing the bending?
Oh, so you're doing the bending.
Exactly.
No, and that could be a question in a relationship. It's like, okay, so who's doing the bending? It's not you, it's not me. Okay, well, let's outsource.
This is true. There was a conversation in Gay Magazine that advised gay men to stop using the B word when referring to women or the community.
What B word?
Bitch.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Baba.
where do y'all fall on that mindset? Like, do you think it's offensive at all because it can be derogatory towards women, I guess? Like, if it was coming from a straight male's mouth?
I think for me, I think it depends on, like, the intention behind it. Almost like using the N word, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, like, how are you saying this B word? Are you using it as a slur and you're trying to, you know, down me? Then, okay, I can be offended by that. But just, like, I know how people in casual conversations just use the word like this and then, you know, whatever. And, like, I'm not going to take offense to that or think, did she just call me? Did he just call me?
Which depends, for me, it depends on, like, how comfortable you are with the person. Yeah. Like, if I don't know you, don't come up to me in conversation and then start throwing around B words, because I'm going to be offended, like, bitch, you don't know me like that.
I'm just saying,
like, just, you got to be real careful.
Yeah.
And watch them B words.
You better watch those B words, baby. You better watch those when you end up over in the ocean. Okay. I have been noticing, though, because I'm dating or whatever, I guess, but I have been noticing more conversations about open relationships being had. Mm-hmm. What are your views on those?
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Same.
I think that I'm just a little too territorial and a little too...
Oh, my God, same. I use the same word.
a little too, not, I won't say possessive, but I just feel like... it's not for me. That's for me in my house. No.
Okay. And so,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not adding up to me out here in these streets.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's hard enough getting to, you know, a place of,
deal
like,
with one person.
Comfortability and intimacy with one person.
Yes.
Let alone
trying
seven.
To open it up and do the whole dating other people and all that. That's just too much.
It's a lot.
Sounds like a headache.
So how do you infuse friendships in your relationships? Do you have a lot of friends? Do you have to text the other that, you know, hey, I'm out with Sabrina and Ricky, or what's going on?
I mean, since we've been together, I mean, we kind of got together kind of during the pandemic, a little bit after the pandemic. And so we've kind of been together the entire time and just kind of been learning one another. And so, like, we haven't really been out with other friends and hanging out so often. I mean, I don't really know. What would you say?
Like, here's the thing. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, a lot of, like, really close friends, I think. Like, maybe five or six people that I met in college that were all really close. They all live out here, and we all hang out, and we all do things.
Yeah.
And my friends are kind of like family.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we got together, I just kind of like, hey, they're doing a cookout. We're just all going to hang out.
Right.
So it's been a lot of that, at least for me.
Do you find yourself taking on heteronormative roles at all?
Not intentionally. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
So y'all both cooking in the kitchen.
Both cooking.
Well, let's not lie. Both I cook.
It. Well, I mean.
You don't know how to cook?
I mean, I know how to cook.
I just really like it.
Yeah. And okay. I don't really
I just really
too,
like it. But here's the thing. I don't like to clean. So
and he
yeah so okay. we have our
yeah role, it's not based in anything other than like our just natural personalities
mm-hmm. yeah
okay like yeah. hey mate like okay like that conversation
but it's never an expectation
yeah
I mean
yeah.
you mm-hmm. know if he needed to cook he'd cook if I needed to sweep I'd sweep.
The gender norms in queer dynamics are always a topic. Do you get offended when someone is just asking the question like who's the man, who's the woman in the relationship?
You know, I don't think people ask me those questions.
Yeah. I've heard it a couple times.
I've gotten it on TikTok, you know, when we post videos.
Really?
Yeah, in the comments. But, I mean, I'm just like, you know, is that a serious question? Or are you just being, you know, hateful? Like,
yeah.
what is it?
Well, there's a lot question? Of that, yeah.
So, I mean, but in, like, my normal day-to-day life, no one's ever asked that.
People don't
so.
Try us like that. I think they know better.
No, you're ready to fight. Like, what are you talking about? Okay. But, like, let's talk about it. So you both have made careers in the digital space, mm-hmm. but why don't we see more black and brown creators? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mentioned that you're my favorite black gay couple, but also, like, I don't see many else.
Yeah. And I would ask that same question. Mm-hmm. But I think just in our experience, when you look at, you know, who brands tend to work with, who brands tend to go for whatever reason, the brands tend to align themselves with white creators, right? And if you're ultimately trying to make a living and you rely on brands for money, then you just kind of can't create without them. You can't do it without them.
Right.
So I think a lot of it starts with the brands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, influencer marketing industry is a newer industry, and it is a white female driven industry, so I mean, you know, like I said, the visibility is, you know, white people, so it's very daunting to be a black creator and to try to go into that space thinking or knowing that, like, okay, well, there's not room for me here and I can't make a full-time living. So there are very few that, you know, are able to make
and
a
the pay gap is real.
The pay gap is real.
Okay,
yes, there's a 35% pay gap between white and black influencers that we read in the study, and it's crazy, you know, we try to do our part by being, you know, visible black creators and try to bridge that gap, but it's going to take more, you know, than just us, and, you know, we need more creators to kind of just jump into that, but I understand that it's daunting, so
Yeah, you kind of got to stand strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially when you know that, like, if you're doing this video and they're offering you $5,000, well, if you know that they're offering, you know, Tiffany Sue $10,000, you know, do you fight for the 10 or do you take the 5 because you're just happy to be in the room? You're just happy to get the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that as our careers have progressed, we've been turning down a lot just because we want to fight for what we deserve too.
Like equity.
And and I mean, we're privileged to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people, when you get that $5,000 offer, you're like, great.
This is all I,
This is better than nothing. Well, Let me take it, you know? And I'm not knocking people who do. But there needs to be more of us to, A, yes, take the checks that they can get, but then also try to push past. Like, there just needs to be more.
Yeah, and then brands need to start hiring more black and brown creators.
That too.
To even be in the room to outreach.
Yeah,
you know that too.
Yeah,
I that like too.
That. What annoys you most about your partner?
Ooh,
you can be honest.
What annoys me the most about you? Gosh.
So many things you're thinking of?
No, I mean, because I don't know, I didn't get annoyed easily. So I'm trying, I can't really think of.
So now you don't get annoyed easy.
Oh.
No, I mean, no, I can't. And there's nothing that can come to the top of my mind.
Oh,
do you have one temper?
She's ready now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That no matter where I go, whether I'm sitting on the couch, whether I'm in the bed, whether we're on vacation, I can always find one sock just like tucked somewhere. It's all just a sock. Just a random sock. Because he just takes them off.
I just like slide off my socks.
He's like,
right in the sliver of the couch.
Yep.
Okay.
Never fails. Never fails.
Okay. Do you know what his main love language is?
Yes, I do. It's physical touch and affection. I think, is that one of them?
Oh, the same. Yeah, physical touch, affection, and then.
You're the same? Oh, what's his?
No. So mine's not.
Act of service and gift giving.
We'll say service.
My service, okay.
Yeah.
You can throw in a gift.
Yeah, you can throw in a gift. Listen, I'm never going to turn out
a gift after this.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I like that. So is it really worth it?
it's what worth it.
This relationship. Yeah, when does the whole face stop? Is the unionship really worth it? To build upon, to grow together?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think that we are humans and we, you know, strive for companionship in some form, whether it be your friends, whether it be your family, whether it be a partner. And so, like, you know, being able to have an actual partner and have that companion and, you know, you just kind of learn from and grow and, you know, have someone help you be the best version of yourselves. I think that that helps, you know what I mean? It's like, ultimately, like, I want this world to be the best version of myself. However, you know, that happens, but I think I can't do that alone. So whether it be I'm learning from my friends or I'm learning from family or I'm learning from a partner, like, I need somebody else to help me get that. And so, like, it just makes more sense when it is your companion because they understand everything and they don't mind being in the room with you and, you know, doing all of that. So, like, I think it's necessary. You know what I mean?
And who says the whole face has to stop? Maybe you can just, like, pause it. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you never know.
Does yours not stop?
Well, no, I'm saying, it could be where you can be in a relationship. You can go into the whole
thing. You can be hosts together.
That part?
Yeah.
With each other?
Yeah.
So you said no threesome.
No.
Okay, so just.
Well, did I say no then?
No. You said no.
You said no open relationships.
Oh, okay. That's what threesomes are allowed.
I mean, those are conversations we've had and those are, you know, things that, you know, we're open to, but it's hasn't happened yet. But, you know, those are things that we're open to. But as far as like an open relationship, dating outside, getting to know one another. That's a lot. But I mean, as far as threesomes, I mean, we're not that close up to
that. Yeah. I mean, we're still enjoying each other. But then, you know, we make it to a point where it's like, hey, you know, let's try something new. Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, those are conversations that happen.
Yeah.
And then I'll ask you, how do you navigate, like, hookup culture? It's very prominent. Y'all are influencers in your own right. You have a lot of a bigger following or whatever. Do you, like, share who's sliding into your DMs? Like, what is that like for you?
Yes. I mean, it depends on who it is. It depends on who it is. But, like, I think that, like, we do talk about, like, okay, you know, this person is trying to, like, talk to both of us and trying to, like, invite us and whatever. And
it's
I'm
not
like,
that big for you.
Yeah, it's not that big for me. And so, like, we do have those conversations or whatever. But I mean, it's not like every single time somebody, you know, ding, here you go, look at this. Like, what is that conversation? I mean, you know, what is the purpose of that? You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Hey, friends, happy Pride. Be sure to catch me in the kitchen because you know I love a good drink, okay? So I'm shaking up some things and it's Cocktails with Archie. Every Thursday during the month of June, I want you to tune in to catch my drink of the week.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now, can we play a game?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. So we're gonna play Put a Word on It. I'm like, drinking game alert. Yes. Put a word on it. Tell me the first word that comes to your head when I tell you a word.
Okay.
Okay?
Is this one at a time or is it joint?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yes. Just blur it out.
Okay. Drag.
Con. Queen. I said con.
Queen.
Okay. Okay, so you go, then you go. Okay. Because I was like, I can hear. Instagram.
Snapchat.
Photo.
Segregation.
Wrong.
Black.
Wrong, yeah. Condoms.
Needed.
Smelly.
Do you smell that?
Yes. Isn't that like that rubber smell they leave in the air? Okay. Absolutely.
Drink.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Beyonce.
Nose.
Nose. Queen. Douching.
Necessary.
Water.
Hope.
Obama?
Hopelessness. Wait.
Hopelessness? What?
Obama.
Wasn't
that a slogan? Right? Like, didn't he run on hope or something like that?
Money.
Yes.
Cardi B.
Oh. Reparations.
Necessary. Needed. I keep picking the same words. I just switch my words.
Okay. So let's play another game really quick. I am going to give you. I'm going to give you these. Okay. So this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Your faces on it, and you're gonna lift it up. Oh. Who's most likely to? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Feel free to keep those after we are done filming.
Yes.
I do not need your face with a stick on it in my life. Okay.
So, I thought people would pay good money for these.
I know, right? This is cute. Come on. Oh, sorry. Okay.
So you lift it up. Your camera's there.
I got my feet on it. I'm trying to get something.
I'm like, wait, I'm working really hard on this arts and craft project. Who's more likely to want to settle down in the South?
I don't think either one of us. I don't No, we've had very we've had very honest conversations about that. We want to be here.
Be here, right?
LA, yeah. Till you die.
Yes. And if not, then out of the country.
Love that. Okay. Yeah. Who's more likely to get in an argument at a bar? Yeah. I learned that as the show went on. Who has the better hidden talent?
Hidden talent.
Hidden talent. Well, if they're hidden, how do we know? Yeah. I'm going to say you. Okay, I feel like you could surprise me.
Probably.
Okay.
I have faith in
Who's
you.
Most likely to get a speeding ticket?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
Well, I mean, because I have speeding tickets. I don't think you've had speeding tickets before.
True, but I have it in me.
Okay.
And that's what matters. Who is more likely to order steak at dinner?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, never. Mm,
what's your favorite meal?
I'm salmon. I like.
I'll steak medium rare all day long.
Okay. Who is most likely to be belting Beyonce around the house?
Probably me.
Favorite song?
Oof, God. It changes in the moment, but I think right now would be No Angel. I really love that song.
Okay, okay. Who is the one to book the flights for an impulsive trip?
I said you because recently you've been doing that.
But you did the last one.
I did. Yeah.
Well, you did one, then I did one.
So it would be me.
Yeah.
At first, and then Denver starts to now recently book the trips.
Yes.
More spontaneously.
Right. Because you know you have conversations like I'm always the one.
I'm always the one.
Always the one making sure we do things. I was like, okay, well, bitch.
Are y'all in therapy?
No.
Okay.
we just talk a lot.
Yeah.
We do talk a lot.
Which one of you is more likely to forget a special date?
Oh, probably me.
I'm about to say probably me. I don't. A special date?
Ownership is
like,
what's happening.
Like a birthday?
Yeah, right.
like an anniversary?
Yeah, I'm bad at
that too. I don't think I would know to begin with.
So who's the first person up in the morning?
Me. Absolutely.
What
I'm
time?
Up.
What time are you waking up?
6. It could be even earlier, but 6, yeah. I wake up when the sun's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Sleeping in.
Got well, it. No. He doesn't let me sleep in. When he's up,
yeah,
I'm
when
up.
I'm up, you gotta get up.
First thing he does, wake me up.
Wake up, kiss, get up.
Okay. Who said I love you first?
God, me.
Why'd you say that?
I'm so mad.
God, how soon was it? It was a text mess.
We weren't, no, I'm gonna tell you, because we weren't even like a thing yet, but I left to go to a concert, and I believe you said it on my way out the door. Or it was like, it was either out the door or as I was like getting in my car via text. I don't really remember.
I remember I got so mad.
Everything else kind of went out the window.
Because
I was like, because I wanted to say it first, and I felt like
he robbed you.
I did.
Yes,
I did.
Yeah.
Don't even go back and start over.
I know, but I say it
I
all
feel
the time.
Today you should relive that moment.
Yeah, but he does say it all
I
the time.
I say it literally all the time.
He's a lot more expressive than I am.
Fair
I love that
it.
For y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and who is most likely to...
Knock on the door?
Yeah. My mind just went blank, okay? Think you were playing the game.
I'm like, it's more like a little what?
Oh my God. Okay, so I do want to say happy Pride to both of you all. Thank you for playing the game. No, we're literally done with that. Put that down.
Okay.
Is there like anything this. Else that you want to put out there as we are in Pride Month, June, whatever, for people to know just about, you know, you living your truth?
You know, I think that like a lot of the comments that we get on our videos, they very much are like, you know, I want that, or, you know, I never thought this was possible, or, you know, people are just kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Not like in a bad way. Like, you know, people are just...
No, I'm sad.
Yeah. I just want to say that, you know, stay hopeful. You know, being in a relationship doesn't make you or break you. You know, I mean, it's great.
There it is.
It's fantastic. But it's not anything that you should like base your self-worth on or feel like you're not, you know, worthy because you're not or, you know, things like that.
Did you hear that? Everybody
kind of see it. Am I making sense? I've been drinking, but I hope I'm making
sense.
Cheers
okay, well,
to that.
Raise up your glasses. Can we,
That's
well, great. I'll just drink
his.
Done. Yeah, okay. Thank you for grabbing. Cheers. Happy Pride. Everybody,
Pride.
Click.
Okay, my turn.
Thanks for
you thought I was playing.
What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.